This is the Ethanol Report, and today we're going to hear some reaction from the ethanol industry on the May 10th USDA Supply Demand Estimate Report. And with me is Jeff Cooper, Vice President of Research and Analysis for the Renewable Fuels Association. And Jeff, you did an analysis of this report, so let's start by just, first of all, taking a look at the numbers.
You know, Cindy, we were expecting a big number. The May WASDE report is always USDA's first bite at the apple, or their first estimate of the year for the new crop. You know, we were looking for a big number, but it came out being even bigger than we expected, and certainly larger than most analysts were expecting. USDA is projecting a corn crop of 14.8 billion bushels, which would easily be a record, and about 2.4 billion bushels bigger than last year's crop, which was something of a disappointing crop, but still quite large. So we're talking about just an enormous crop if these projections were to hold up.
Well, give us some historical perspective.
I think it's hard for people to even grasp just how huge of a crop that this would actually be if the numbers stand through the summer and into the fall. The previous record crop was 13.09 billion bushels, so just a hair over 13 billion bushels. That was in 2009. So this year's crop would be 11% larger than that, 1.7 billion bushels larger than the previous record crop. It would be about 65 or 70% larger than the crop from 10 years ago. If you look back to 2002, we produced just under 9 billion bushels. So we're talking about another two-thirds larger than that crop. If you go back even further, if you look at the 1980s and kind of take the average corn crop from the decade of the 80s, on average, the corn industry produced about 7.2 billion bushels per year. So we're talking about a crop that's more than twice as large as the average crop from the 1980s. Obviously, we're planting some more acres this year than we did last year and have in the past, but this is primarily coming as a result of higher yields, and USDA is looking at a record yield per acre in 2012 of 166 bushels per acre, and that would be slightly above the 2009 yield, which was the previous record at 164.7 bushels per acre.
You think all this optimism based on the near-record planting progress that we've made and the progress of the crop at this point in time?
If you look at the USDA report, the reason for their above-trend yield projection for 2012 is the fact that farmers have really been able to plant. We're planting at about twice the normal pace over the last 5 years. And so, you know, much of the crop, more than 70% of the crop, is already in the ground. About a third of the crop has emerged, and that's much faster than the average we've seen over the last 5 years, and certainly over the last couple of years as we've had wet springs. So certainly that is a big reason for the optimism, and if we have a normal growing season with the early spring and early planting that we've seen, we very well could end up with these astronomical yield numbers come fall.
Let's take a look at usage and supplies, stocks. There's been a lot of nervousness over the last year or so about drawing down the corn stocks, but this is drawing them up again, saying this will help a lot, but also increases exports, usage for feed, keeps ethanol the same. So give us a little bit of rundown there as far as usage and supplies.
It's very interesting when you look at what USDA is expecting for demand. You know, we see in the newspapers all the time that, well, it's ethanol that's driving demand in the corn market, and it's ethanol that is keeping the foot on the accelerator when it comes to corn demand. But what this report shows is that the increases in demand would not be coming from ethanol. Rather, they'd be coming from an increase in exports, about a 200 million bushel increase in exports, and a substantial increase in feed use. USDA is looking at a 900 million bushel increase in the amount of corn for livestock and poultry feed compared to last year. That's about a 20% increase. So all this rhetoric we hear about, well, you know, the ethanol industry is diverting corn away from the feed market. Obviously, what we're seeing in this report is that certainly isn't the case, and that the feed industry is actually responsible for the largest increase in demand heading into this new crop year.
Yeah, and despite the lowest expected carry-in that we've seen in 16 years, they're expecting corn supplies to be at a record, go up again.
That's a key point. With the record production and even with the small carry-in stocks, we're looking at a corn supply that would be larger than 15 billion bushels, which would obviously be a record. And after all demands are met for the 2012 crop, USDA is looking at carryout of 1.9 billion bushels, which is more than double what our carryout from 2011 was. This huge crop could very well more than double ending stocks, which would obviously have the effect of lowering prices. You know, if these projections hold up, we'd see the highest level of carryout in 7 years. It'd be 26% larger than the average carryout we've seen since 2000. So we'd certainly be getting stocks back to more than comfortable levels.
Well, getting back to the feed use, they're calling for the increase in feeding with the also higher than expected pork and poultry production. So we're having more feed going into more production for meat. But I wondered about the ethanol co-product, the distiller's grains, if that's factored in there and what difference that makes.
You know, USDA says we'll use 5 billion bushels for ethanol and co-products in the 2012-2013 marketing year. And what's important to remember is that only two-thirds of that 5 billion bushels is actually being used for ethanol. The other one-third, which works out to be about 1.6 billion bushels, comes back in the form of distiller's grains, which is fed to livestock and poultry. So when you take that additional, that co-product coming from the ethanol industry and add it to corn use for feed and residual, you end up with the equivalent of about 6.97, almost 7 billion bushels of corn and co-products going into feed use. And that's an all-time record. That would be more corn and more corn co-products than we've ever fed to livestock and poultry in this country. And the only other time we've come close to that was in 2007 when livestock and poultry were in the midst of a big expansion cycle. So, you know, I think that's another tidbit that when you look closely at the report, you see that, you know, livestock feed is very healthy and very strong and looking at an all-time record feed use number.
Well, overall, what does RFA have to say about this report and really what farmers can do in this country?
Well, you know, I think it underscores the fact that farmers are rational economic actors and they respond to market signals. When the market tells them to plant more corn for whatever purpose, that's what they do. As we've said, ethanol demand for corn has tapered off. We're projected to use the same amount in this coming marketing year that we used in the current marketing year, and that's actually a little bit less than what we used in the 2010-11 marketing year. But still, you know, the market is telling farmers to plant more corn for more feed and more export demand, and that's what they're doing. You know, the other thing I think that we like to point out to folks is that these higher prices for corn that we've seen over the last 5 years or so have really allowed farmers to purchase better seed, to buy better equipment, to do tiling, just to make more investments in their operations and do all the things that make them even more efficient and better at what they do. And as a result of that, we're seeing, you know, these yields per acre continue to trend upward. Even though we've had a couple rough years weather-wise, you know, when we get back on trend, we're going to see some humongous corn crops, and that's certainly what this report showed. We're always cautious in general when USDA puts these early numbers out. We obviously have a long time to go between now and September, October, and a lot of things can change. But, you know, we think this report just shows what the potential for this year's crop can be under kind of normal conditions. You know, by all accounts, it could be a monster.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.